We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simikuf Samaches if you'd be as Malamat Nikus Shemnichs at the Nikus Vyotse. If a Rebbe of Talmidim leaves the children and walks out of room, a Shais Malacha Cheres Imam, or he does something else when he's supposed to be teaching them, I'm Mishrash B'Talmudah, he just doesn't do his job right. Hareza B'Chlal, he's in the category of other Ar Ois Malachas Hashem Miyah. And if the Rebbe does have to leave the room, he should never leave the children unsupervised. And if he has to not be in school, he has to, of course, be very careful to choose a substitute that is worthy and quite competent and capable, up to the point that the Poskim, the Mashal quoted by the Gilyan Mashal, discusses if somebody, Rachman Otzlan, is sitting Shiva, and he's a Rebbe, and he can't find a suitable substitute, he maybe should get up from the Shiva and teach his Talmidim. Ufikach, Ein Lahoshiv Melamed, we should not appoint a Rebbe, Elabal Yohir, somebody who has a lot of Yerushimayim, because if he has Yerushimayim, he will be able to pass that Yerushimayim on to his Talmidim. Ma Likra Uladagdik, he's competent in teaching. Rebbe should not be up all night. Too much. Then he'll be too tired by day to teach. He shouldn't fast. He shouldn't hold him back himself from eating machl or mishta, from eating, that he should have the energy to teach. And on the same hand, he shouldn't eat too much. All these types of situations cause that he can't teach properly. And whoever doesn't do his job properly, he should be removed from his position. The obligation of a Rebbe is to prepare himself properly to a shir. Another important part of a Rebbe's job is to teach the children not only by example, but to tell them stories and episodes of previous generations of tzaddikim, that will encourage them to act that way. And of course, another very important element of a Rebbe is to teach the Talmidim what does the halacha require, what does the halacha say should be done and shouldn't be done. Sif Yud Gimel Layak Oysa Makas Oyev, one shouldn't hit them, Musar Zori, to hit them in a cruel fashion, Lebeshoitim, not with a strap, Lebemakla, not with a stick. If they need to be hit, they should be hit with a light strap. Sif Yadalid, we don't teach children something new on Shabbos. Mashallah Lamdu are dying what they never learned before. Shem Tarich Shabbos, because that's already too much, not appropriate for Shabbos, that they should have this type of pressure. Avamash Kara Pamachas, what they've already learned, Shana Yisrael Lam B'Shabbos, we review on Shabbos, and that's an important point that every parent should attempt to review on Shabbos with the children what they learned during the week. And also it's important to teach the children the importance of Chazara, of reviewing what you learned. Sif Tezvav, Katan Shanim Matz Metziah, if a katan finds something, Makashkem Nosnoi Acha Ezadovim Matana, or somebody gives a child a gift, Asal Gazlim Emenu, we're not allowed to take it away from him. And similarly, if a child loses something, we should return to him what he lost. Sifta Zayin, Emois from Tinik, Yisrael Lev Tikachav Malam De Sefer Lam De Umnes. We shouldn't, L'chatchila, have our children study by Nochrim, even to learn secular studies. B'Koshkeim, Oslo Masla, because Yisrael, certainly we shouldn't have our children study by Jews who are apikarsim, the guard tfei, that's even worse. Vika lemechesh, because if they're going to be influenced by such people, Dilma mamshech basre, they may follow them even more. Simakov samachvav shloy lenachesh leaina lechashik. Siv loy sanach shloy sanenu. The Torah tells us kiat debal eretz Hashem alakech noisen loch loy sima lasis kato evis agoyim mehem loy yimtzu b'cha mave b'noy ba'it be'ish.
Because
Kalaisa Elu, Ubagala Tevis El Shemelkech Marisha Summer Penecha, Tam Tia Meshemelkecha. The Torah speaks here about eight different things that we're not allowed to do. Kaisim Ksumim is somebody who does something that he thinks that does things that help him tell the future. Another pshat is that he does different activities and he says, well, if this happens, then this will be, if this happens, that will be. One should not even ask somebody who does this, certainly asking them what the future will be. Ma'inan, if somebody says a certain time, certain place is the right time and place to do something, or another explanation, Ma'inan, is doing magic tricks. Menachesh is what we would call superstitious. If something falls out of your mouth or something falls out of your hand, Mechashiv is doing kishiv. Chay v'chever is trying to gather together animals. But oiv is they get a bone that speaks between the joints of the body. Yedoni is takes the body, the bone of a bone of Yedoni, and puts it into his mouth. Darish Alamason is somebody who goes to the cemetery and tries to get from the dead people information on what to do, and says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. If bread fell out of my mouth, or my stick fell out of my hand, or my child called me from behind me, it seems like a raven is calling me. I was walking and there was a deer that ran in front of me. A snake was on my right side. A fox was on my left side. I won't walk on this road because I won't be successful. Well, somebody hears a bird chirping. That's a proof that this will be or won't be. Or based on this, he says, I should or shouldn't do something. Became Misha Maksham and Man at Mars. Somebody's asked for money. And he responds, Babakoshimi Mecha, Hanicheni, please don't ask me for this money. At the Shachrasi, it's still the morning. For like Askotil Sayyam Beproin, I don't want to start the day with having to pay money out. On Matzah Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, it's Matzah Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. I don't want to start the week or the month with paying. The Ken Elu, Shaimim, those that say, we have to kill this chicken, Meneshikara Arvis, because it made noise at night. So kill this chicken, Meneshikara Kamaitanagoyal, the hen makes noise like a rooster. Any of these types of things, Hakal Osir. And anybody who does one of these things, Oiva Balav. Yesh Oimim, however, if he doesn't explicitly say why he's saying that the chicken should be killed or the hen or the rooster, he just says, kill this hen or rooster, then you may kill them. And in general, the Paskim are more lenient if you do something, but you don't expressly say that you're doing it because of one of these reasons, you just do it, we could be more lenient. Sif Beis, Bais Tinik V'isha, Alpesh Ein Nechesh, by a house, by a child and a wife, even though there's no Nechesh, there's a Simen. Shim Pirish, Simen, She Imbana Bais, if somebody built a new home, or Noel and Noel Tinik, or he had a baby, or Nasi, she got married, and Mitzlich Achach Sholish Pam Maloi, and afterwards, he was successful, Husim Loi Labob. That's a good sign. And then he could say, this home brings me good luck. Some say that only we could use it to put ourselves in the proper frame of mind. And some say that we could even rely on this. And again, the Pais can say that that's not what we should do. But if somebody makes a simon for himself, if this happens, I'll do this. If this happens, I'll do that. Not that it's a known superstition, then there's more reason to be lenient. You could ask a child what pasuk did he learn, and based on the pasuk that he quotes to you, lasses meister to do something. The chashuk tzaskim avoy nevuah, that's considered like Navua. Yeshemim, the mutalasis lay simon bedava shiava lasoi. We can make a simon to base on something that will happen. Like Eliezer did, or Shonison did, v'yesh aimrim. V'hoylich b'toim b'teich b'Hashem chetzi yisavivenu. There's some say that Eliezer and Yonison, what they did were things that made sense. To do something that makes sense is certainly easier. And some say only Eliezer and Yonison, who are great tzaddikim, we could rely on them. And the best is, as the Torah says, Tamim tiyeh m'shem alakecha, that we should completely trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize and recognize that everything that happens, happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen, and that's the best way to live our lives. About making lottery, gairal, so certainly to make a lottery to divide up a Yerusha, to divide up something is permissible. To rely on a lottery for the future is not so simple. Some do and some don't. And the some also rely on opening up a sefer and seeing what the sefer says and using that as a sign what to do. Sif gimel ezem ha'oynen zeshen oysem itim. Somebody gives certain times. Shayma bet stakninis, yoyim plenty toiv. This is a good day to do something, yoyim plenty ra. Yoyim plenty royal aspa malacha plenis. On this day, this should be done. Shana plenis, achodish plenty, ra odava plenty. This year or this month is bad. But the minute that we only get married at the beginning of the month, is not in the category of menachshem oinen. That's only done to show a good simen. Just like the halacha teaches us that we anoint new kings by a spring of water, a simen. That should be a good simen shetimshich malchusai, that just like a spring keeps on flowing, his rule, his monarchy, his empire should continue. Kein oisim l'simen toiv. That's why we get married at the beginning of the month, and we're suggesting and we're saying, as the month goes on, the moon grows. So too, do we wish this new couple that's getting married, they should have success and grow in their family and the marriage as they continue. But one should not hold back getting married because of this reason. And certainly, we discussed that there are questions about a kala getting married when she's a nida. So it's certainly better to get married at the end of the month than getting married at the beginning of the month and it'll be a chuppas nida. We begin a new zman in yeshiva and Rosh Chodesh. Umash nagim she'em aschilin b'shen revi. Some have a minig that they only begin something new on Monday or Wednesday. Meish matirim gam kein. But the main thing that we always have to realize and remember is that everything that happens, happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want it to happen. And living with relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest way to live and the greatest guarantee for success in life.